The prosecution continued hearing testimony from witnesses in the state's ongoing trial against Rachelle Waterman in Anchorage today. In taped testimony recorded at Waterman's first trial in 2006, Dr. Frank Falico, a forensic pathologist, describes in gritty detail what autopsy results showed after Lori Waterman's body was discovered.
When the whole body was not there, what remained were 33 pounds of what we call cremains, or very badly burned charred remains.
Dental records proved the identity of the body. Falico testified Lori Waterman died of blunt force injury, and the circumstances surrounding the death clearly indicated homicide. The Craig housewife and mother was abducted and murdered in November of 2004. James C., who was police chief in Craig at the time of the murder, described how he went to the Waterman home to alert Lori Waterman's husband, Doc Waterman, of the possibility that the body found in the burned van may be his wife. At the home, C. encountered two things.
Mr. Waterman told me that he needed to show me something upstairs. He said, I've got something you need to see. And he had one of those small facial mirrors sitting in the bathroom on the counter. I looked at it and I immediately knew that we had major problems. Or I felt we had major problems because I could see the tip from a finger of a rubber glove. And he'd picked up a couple of strands of what appeared to me to be polypropylene rope.
C. also told jurors today that he saw Jason Arendt lingering near the Waterman home at that time. Arendt seemed interested and asked, "What's going on?" C. told him to leave the crime scene immediately and sealed the house. Rachelle Waterman was seeing Jason Arendt at the time of the murder to the displeasure of her mother. Investigators identified Arendt as a suspect almost immediately. In today's court session, jurors heard a recording of investigators interviewing Rachelle Waterman the day after the body was found. Robert Kloss, who was an Alaska State Trooper present during that interview, told jurors that Rachelle Waterman seemed calm and not visibly upset at the time her statements were taken. Rachelle Waterman is being tried for the second time for conspiracy and murder in the death of her mother. Her first trial ended with a hung jury. Arendt and a second man, Brian Riddell, were convicted and are serving prison terms for the murder.